The Arkansas Board of Health Tuesday gave the go-ahead to the health department to give its draft rules on medical marijuana a public hearing. But as Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon reports, there's some doctors who won't ever prescribe the drug.
Specific to the designated caregiver. Mm-hmm. Page six.
The Arkansas Board of Health agreed with a $50 application fee when it approved the health department's proposed rules and regulations for medical marijuana. That amounts based on an estimate of roughly 30,000 Arkansans signing up, and that the program will cost the health department $1.5 million a year. Now, the Department of Health is charged with testing and labeling the product and registering patients and doctors. The Department of Finance and Administration is responsible for the business and security end of the state's medical marijuana program. Board members questioned department lawyer Robert Breck about everything from packaging to when and if the feds may shut it down. The audio's rough, but here's Breck explaining that marijuana is still federally prohibited, and federal law supersedes state law.
You know, the only reason that this is allowed in the states is because the Justice Department has agreed to look the other way.
Dr. Clark Fincher asked, what's his recourse if he can't fulfill a patient's request for medical marijuana on moral or ethical grounds? Breck said he imagines many doctors will not. The whole thing puts physicians in an awkward position, Dr. Eddie Bryant said.
There are patients out there who really believe this is helpful, regardless of any scientific information. And they're putting physicians in very awkward positions.
But the board approved the draft unanimously with one abstention and a few absences. They asked for a slight labeling change. They also asked for Breck and the department to lobby the governor and legislators about a change to something called diverting.
A patient, a qualifying patient who has a registration card and has marijuana, they can share that or transfer that to another individual who has a qualifying condition or has a registration card. I think the reason that the doctors and the physicians have a problem with that is you can't do that with other prescription drugs. You know, I can't share my hydrocodone with you.
Breck predicted it'll be next January before marijuana is available for patients in the state. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.